You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen, and you're listening to me and Bridget today, along with our engineer, Sonar. Joe Galewski isn't here. He's still recovering, and we're praying and wishing him the heartiest of good luck and success in treating his current condition. But in the meantime, what we do have is a great show for you, and we're going to talk about the MIND Diet. The MIND Diet stands for Mediterranean Dash Intervention for Neurodegenerative Delay. That really means how to help your mind. It has 15 dietary components. The most important one, most important two, walnuts and blueberries, also green leafy vegetables, other berries, beans, whole grains, fish, poultry, olive oil, and a little wine every night. The five unhealthy groups they looked at: red meat, butter and stick margarine, cheese, pastries and sweets, fried or fast food. And the more of the former, that is, the more of the 15 green leafy vegetables, other vegetables, walnuts and other nuts, berries, beans, whole grains, etc. you had, and the fewer of those five bad things, red meats, the better you functioned, and the lower your chance of getting, if you will, Alzheimer's disease or memory dysfunction as you went from ages 58 to 98 to the next 5 years. Median age was 81 of the study. The risk of dementia and Alzheimer's disease is reduced 54% over those 5 years with the MIND Diet. So, MIND Diet, great. And Bridget, how do you get the MIND Diet when you go out to eat? How do you get those things?
Well, the best way would be to order something like salmon or beans, any type of bean-based thing, and then you could have cooked greens. A lot of times I tell patients that it's best to look at the menu and to pinpoint specific items, even if it's in a combination of different dishes, and then say you have Swiss chard in one dish, and then you have beans in another dish. That means that the restaurant has all of those food items, so then you just specifically ask for them to make pretty much your own meal and customize it to what is going to be best for following the MIND Diet, and you can tell your waiter about the MIND Diet, and then maybe they'll be interested too. And then that's an easy way to create that combination of the mixed greens with the beans with salmon, and that makes a really healthy meal.
You know, I do eat the MIND Diet, which is essentially, it's a modification of you, the you on a diet. It isn't a very big modification. It's, in fact, probably almost the same as our You on a Diet book, if you will, that Dr. Oz and I wrote. And how do you do it? Well, initially, you have to consider yourself high maintenance when you go out, meaning you're the CEO of that restaurant, and they have to do what you want. Some people don't have that ability to be high maintenance, but you got to give yourself that ability.
You have to choose the right restaurant.
Go to Salad Bar, which is at almost any store or restaurant, don't use the dressings, don't put on the croutons, don't put on the bacon bits, but virtually anything else. And don't put cheese on, obviously. Stir Crazy, you can offer brown rice. It offers brown rice, a huge variety of veggies, and they will also fry with no oil or use no oil sauce. Ask to see the sauce ingredients. Chipotle, ask for the salad bar with black beans, peppers, lettuce, tomatoes, corn salsa, regular salsa, and guacamole if you don't have heart disease. Their brown rice, unfortunately, has added oil, so don't get the brown rice there. Aladdin's Eatery, lentil soup and veggie chili. Again, always ask for dishes with no added oil. You can put in the olive oil, or you can put in, but you put it in, or you can have nuts with it. So those are my favorites, if you will. Starbucks carries oatmeal, and order the oatmeal dry, and if you will, add blueberries or nuts to it.
Well, and they have the dried fruit that actually has a lot of sugar that comes with the oatmeal, so ask for it without the dried fruit, and then they often sell bananas that you could add to it yourself.
The Thai food, fresh spring rolls that are delicious, but not fried and not with any red meat with them. Chinese food is generally too greasy, but Chinese restaurants often have brown rice and will steam vegetables for you. And so that's how I do it when I go out, for the mind diet, which helps your mind. And of course, when you eat at home, you can, of course, have a ton of veggies. I like the frozen veggies. They're actually, the frozen is probably better than most of our store-bought veggies, just because they're transported so far, at least until local growing seasons kick in. But
and they're blanched at the peak nutrient value.
Say it again.
The frozen vegetables are blanched at their peak nutrient value. So a lot of times
so
when you're...
So blanched means, people don't know what the word blanched means.
Oh, it means that it's frozen, pretty much. It stops the nutrient decline, which happens when fruits and vegetables ripen.
So these are really done at the peak. And so frozen vegetables are some of the best and some of the least expensive. And I must admit, I do buy them in bulk, frozen in bulk from Costco or one of the large, one of the chains that serves them in bulk. In fact, I'm getting myself too hungry right now. So let's talk about your other best story of the day. We've got a great session lined up, by the way. Gary Ginsberg, who comes on in 8 minutes, has these wonderful stories. By the way, if you want to hear what the stories are or read what the stories are, I tweet them out every day, every Saturday, usually starting Friday afternoon, as I did today. So you can go to Friday or Saturday's tweets from at Dr. Mike Roizen, no punctuation, MikeRoizen, and see the stories of the week as well as what Gary's going to talk about. Gary has stories on university ghost hunters study haunted houses for mold, what it means for you. Autism is linked to air pollution, but not vaccines, so what do we need to know about air pollution? And the most common herbicide, Roundup, is called a carcinogen by the World Health Organization. It really ought to be banned in the U.S. as well as in other countries, according to WHO. And another deadly ice cream, Listeria outbreak. How should you protect you if you want it? The best way is not to have ice cream, obviously. But my ping pong opponent would say ice cream's the basis of life. And between it and red meat, he says that's how he sometimes beats me in ping pong, but he hasn't shown up lately. I guess he's just chicken lately.
Ooh.
In any case, Bridge, what's the story you have?
Okay, so the one study that they came out with this past week was about standing desks in schools, and they put standing desks in classrooms for 300 students between second and fourth grade, and then they measured their on-task behaviors, and they looked specifically at their ability to answer questions and raising their hand, behaving and participating actively in discussions, and they found that there was a 12% greater on-task engagement in classrooms when they had the standing desk compared to having the sitting desk. And the researcher, his name is Bendon, and he's done previous studies that show that having the standing desks can help to reduce childhood obesity. A study that he had conducted in the past showed that standing desks help students burn 15% more calories than students that sit at traditional desks and 25% more calories for children that are obese. So the takeaway from the study is, and then the previous research that he's done, is really that school districts that are able to implement standing desks in classrooms can probably address two separate problems just by making that one change alone. And the two separate problems would be academic performance and behavior in addition to childhood obesity.
So you get better performance and thinner kids, two of the great goals for education. We'll be right back with Dr. Gary Ginsberg, whatstoxic.com. He is always my favorite segment, What's Toxic, What's Not, on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Show that helps you take control of your genes so you can be the youngest you want. Stay well. We'll be right back.
You want to focus. You need to focus. You need focus, nutritional energy from Action Energy. Focus makes work easy because it helps you stay on topic and focus your mind and energy to get the job done right. With its special blend of green tea, coffee beans, ginseng, caffeine, B12, and other key vitamins and minerals, this energy shot is just what's needed to keep you focused, stay alert and sharp, and make work easy. Now that I like. Check out the complete line of Action Energy Nutritional Energy Shots available at selected retail stores. Or go to ActionEnergyAE.com and check out Focus. Go to ActionEnergyAE.com for more information. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Royce and Articles and Health Tips on Radio MD.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
We're talking about loving ourselves. You know, how many times have we seen women looking for external validation? This is pretty common, isn't it, Dr. Thomas?
This is really what I call the pain point for human beings.
And Michelle King Robeson.
Ambien now is the first drug in the country where it's a different dose for men than women. The first one.
The naked truth about women.
Pay attention to your body. Okay, that's number one. And that's like a what I call a KGO, a keen grasp of the obvious. Okay, let's do it. Now, what's the next one? Come on, Michelle, let's rock and roll.
No processed foods. If you can't pronounce it, you can't eat it. Okay.
And then get your annual exams. You know the ones you've canceled 13 times already? Okay.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.